Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago firefighters responded to two locations overnight where more than three dozen cars were on fire. The latest from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Chicago police are still investigating whether the two arsons are related. One began around midnight in a fenced-in lot in the 300 block of East 115th Street. Eight abandoned vehicles were torched there. Then, 5 miles away, 37 minutes later, a fire was reported in a private tow yard on 88th and Genoa. The Chicago Fire Department says 30 vehicles had been set on fire. There were no injuries in either incident. Police are still trying to find the person or people responsible. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
If you're struggling with overdue tickets for failure to display a city sticker on your car, you still have time to take advantage of Chicago's debt forgiveness program.
Three or more of your oldest tickets for not having a city sticker can be forgiven if the finance department grants you financial hardship status and you've come into compliance by buying a sticker. People who no longer own a car or don't live in Chicago anymore may also apply for debt forgiveness. Mayor Lightfoot's amnesty program is open to undocumented residents, and you must file an application for each vehicle with sticker debt by next Monday, the 16th. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
15-year-old Rylan Wilder is home from the hospital 3 weeks after being shot during a police pursuit on Chicago's Northwest Side. It began when officers started chasing a robbery suspect in Des Plaines. Wilder was in a music store in the Irving Park neighborhood when the suspect led officers to that area. The boy was hit by stray gunfire from a Des Plaines police officer. A Chicago police officer was also wounded in that shootout. The search is on for a driver involved in a fatal hit-and-run in Proviso Township.
It happened Saturday night in the 1300 block of First Avenue, not far from the Loyola University Medical Center. Investigators say a General Motors SUV, possibly a Chevy Tahoe, GMC Yukon, or Cadillac Escalade, was driving south on First Avenue when it struck 22-year-old Aiken Jones, who was pronounced dead less than an hour later. The SUV continued south on First Avenue and fled the area. Anyone with information or who witnessed the incident is asked to call Cook County Sheriff's Police. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Police in Riverside say it took two trips for thieves to steal one ATM. They broke into a Citgo station on Long Common Road on November 28th. They took the top half of the ATM, and then officers believe the same people took the bottom half from a garbage area nearby. If you have information that can help the investigation, call Riverside Police. The Chicago Transit Authority getting some help with platform patrols.
The village of Forest Park has entered into an intergovernmental agreement with the CTA, through which Forest Park Police will provide services on CTA property, including platforms, trains, and other CTA locations within the village. The project is known as the CTA Special Detail. The Forest Park Review says the CTA will provide $95,000 a year to the Forest Park Police to pay officers for their time, and officers must voluntarily choose to work these extra hours. Dave Marcette, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
There's new hope for the Chicago Harbor Lighthouse. The Sun-Times reports that artist Theaster Gates wants to breathe new life into the deteriorating building. Gates is known for repurposing old buildings for community use. The lighthouse is located about a mile offshore in Lake Michigan. It's been abandoned for decades, but it still functions remotely. Encouraging research today for the sports-minded. A new study finds athletes have healthier brains than non-athletes in some respects. Experts say they have an enhanced ability to process external sounds like instructions from a coach on the sidelines. The study was conducted at Northwestern University. Now's your chance to become an Illinois State Trooper. The department is taking applications through the end of January. As of the beginning of the year, the base salary will almost be around $61,000 and one added perk. According to the department, you get get, quote, a sweet ride. A firefighter was injured in an extra alarm fire yesterday in Bellwood. It broke out on West St. Charles Road in a building that houses a business on the first floor and apartments on the second. Firefighters had to rescue several tenants. The injured firefighter was taken to the hospital in good condition. And Bears All-Pro linebacker Khalil Mack getting some cheers for more than just his tooth-rattling tackles in his hometown of Fort Pierce, Florida. Mack picked up the bill for 300 layaway accounts at the local Walmart. Walmart called it wonderful news.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.